This is Real Talk, where all walks of life come together for thoughtful, constructive conversation. No arguments, no debate, just transparency. I'm John Warden, and this is Real Talk. It's Real Talk time again. Good morning, everybody, and here we are once again in your ear, and we're glad to be so. We hope that your week has been wonderful, and we want to start the morning off with something positive, and yet hopefully some laughter and some jovial, but the show is Real Talk, and I've invited back some guests from last week's program that we had such a good time, great conversation. Tom Moody is here again, and Catherine Madden. And so after the show the other last week, these guys broke into hysteria and with all kind of fun and laughter and cut on. And I'm like, where's all this been? So today, you know, we want to define your morning with something really cool. And you know what that is? Just feel good that you're with people that know you and you feel like you're sitting around a family reunion and we're just talking about life. Now, this week, we're going to talk through the difficulties that life can be with a career and with work. And what's that balance look like with children at home, with grandchildren, with spouses, and all those things that make it so very difficult. Even if you're self-employed or working under a commitment to hours and that sort of thing, when you're self-employed, there is no such thing as a clock. It's you just keep going until you get it done. And sometimes that's a strain. But that's the item we want to touch on. We've talked through, again, the career issues and all that. We want to make sure that everybody out here realizes the difficulty in whatever position they're in, again, as an employer or as an employee. So to get things started this morning, I'm going to turn to Catherine Madden. Greetings. And Catherine has informed me that sometimes I give her the most difficult question. So I'm going to let Catherine roll this morning.
Okay. Wow. So no hard questions, just an empty page.
That's it. Which is more difficult.
I think so. In case sometimes.
You blank canvas.
Well, I think there sometimes work-life balance is a misconception of this only applies to people who have families and are married. I think sometimes, you know, just kind of throw it out there, the single people may have it harder because it's expected more. You don't have a life at home. Think about it. Hmm. Oh, you can do it. You don't have a life because they don't have a family. They don't have a life. And so they're expected to work. Hey, let Johnny take that task because he doesn't have to pick up a kid from school. He can stay till 6, 7, 8, 9, or he can come back into the office.
Yes, unlimited.
Absolutely.
Good point.
And they think that just because they don't have the extracurriculars or they don't have an extended family that it's expected of them that they could be at your beck and call anytime you need. And I don't think that's fair either. I think that work-life balance needs to be observed across the board on all. Now, me personally, I have a family. And I think it is a hard thing to juggle because although it's not necessarily the same expectation in a way that you're saying that a single person may have, I don't have the flexibility to say yes or no sometimes because I have an obligation of a child that depends on me.
Absolutely. And that's part of the great things about motherhood and fatherhood, which to me, I have a wife that is home with four beautiful children. And honestly, it's the most difficult, probably rewarding, and yet frustrating job that you could ever have. And so her limitations of social life outside of that at this stage of the game, and everything's a season that we're in, is very difficult. She has a lot of skills, has degrees, and has amazing possibilities of what she can become and do. But right now, that number one priority is the rearing of these beautiful children that God's given us, and that is truly a gift. Tom, give us some input.
Well, one of the first things that I think you have to take on, and I'm talking from a position of a business owner or a business developer or business, somebody that wants to go out on their own and, you know, create something, maybe employ people. The first thing I think you need to do is you need to know when it's okay to say no. When it's like, nope, I'm not going to do that. I can't make that appointment. I won't be there. Now, there's a time, obviously, when you are starting a business where all you want to do is say yes. You know, you want to say yes. John, you and I, when a storm came through, me and you connected, and we just worked from bell to bell. Somebody called. We didn't go home. You know, I mean, we went out. We saw people. We had to do what we had to do.
Whatever time it was.
We missed out on some stuff. You know, family, we might have missed a dinner. We might have missed a soccer game. We might have missed whatever. That is going to happen. But you have to weigh it out. You know, you have to weigh it out. How important is it? And sometimes you can do both. You can be at the field. You can be at the ball game. You can be on your phone. It only takes a second. Did you take advantage of the technology that we have? Because sometimes, especially as a client, you know this, I know this. Sometimes you ever have people say, well, you need to call me back and give me an update. And then we say, well, there is no update. Well, that's good enough. Hey, this is Tom Moody calling you back. Guess what? Nothing happened today. I'll hit you back tomorrow. Takes 2 seconds. You know, oh my gosh, people love that. So did I miss anything? Did I miss the recital? No. I'm there. I'm at the recital. I'm in the audience. So you're going to balance that out. You're going to pick the ones you have. But just circling back to what I said, if you're going to miss out on work, then miss it. Miss the work and go to the show, go to the kids, because the work will be there. Pick the battles that you can and finish. And just make sure that while you do your job, you do it well. And you work hard so that when you don't answer your phone or you do miss something or you go to the beach for a week, it's almost like it's okay. They want you to work. Get your people to a point where they'll go, you need some time off.
So let me weigh in on the you can do both. You can answer that call while at the ball field or the recital. So I'm of the mindset of, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because mentally, you're not there.
That you're taking my point I was going to make, that it's one of the most frustrating that we have at home. Yeah, you're here, but where are you kind of thing? You know what I mean? So it's one of those things, and that's a battle. That's a hard balance to lay down because you've got all these things in your mind and you've got all these people and you've got these obligations and you've got these commitments and you've got the sources of incomes and you've got all these things. And it's great to be able to do that. And you know, speaking from my wife, she said, listen, you know, you're here, at least you're here. But half the time I have to check me and go, I'm here, but I'm tuned out or I'm still there. She'll tell you in a minute, Sunday nights are some of the most stressful times because I can already feel the weight of Monday morning starting to come on. You know what I mean? And you know what you've got to go do, and you try not to be that, and you try not to separate. But the preparation and the monster that's been created, which is yours, it's your responsibility. It's your, like you said, you can arrange things accordingly. But the difficulty being open and honest with it, it's like in the world of texting and emails and phone calls and all those things, you can't never get away from work. You're getting them 7 days a week. Right. There is no etiquette in the public to say, well, same thing, you know, you said. There's an assumption because I'm doing business with you that I can contact you at any time. And in general, it's become an acceptance. But with everything we gain in that, we're losing.
I think on the flip side, too, though, we mentioned you can't do the baseball or do that thing. And I said, I think it's hard. Your mind's not there. I think on the opposite end, if you are preoccupied with something going on at home and you're at work, are you giving what you truly can? My mind goes back to a scenario years ago, the week I was getting married. My husband, so let me give you a little bit of backstory. It was like, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. Our priest died 6 weeks before our wedding.
Oh, Lord.
I had all these catastrophe things with, you know, planning and everything. This got canceled, that got canceled. And the Wednesday before our wedding, so I was taking Thursday and Friday off, my husband called me and our dog had died.
Oh, wow.
And he called me and I was distraught. And my boss walked in and said, what's wrong? And I told him and he said, go home. I had so much work to do. He said, we'll take care of it. Go home. And he knew mentally at that point, I was of no help to him there. this was not, I mean, and this was a boss I had in Charlotte, you know, was a great boss, no relation to me or anything, but he understood I was not going to be able to give him anything the rest of the day as far as work. Like, I was just no good. So the best place for me to be was to be home, taking care of that and dealing with everything else and how that changes my life leading into a wedding 3 days from that.
Well, so, leading into careers and all that other things. And again, money is an attribute that we all have to make it through, right? You know, we have to pay the bills and we want to make as much money as we can. But also, let me tell you something, atmospheric situations at work, to have that kind of relationship with people you work with and around is a key issue. Because in that, because that does help balance. There is an understanding. And it goes back to what we talked about last week was relationships. You're not just building business relationships for a gain. A lot of these things are relationships that come in that help complete the equation. You need people that believe in you and believe in what's going on in your world. And so in that, when I employ people, I tell them in a minute, you're going to be part of a family. I still, unfortunately, have to get on them at times from a father point of view or from a dad point of view kind of thing. And, you know, you say, well, that's not really your place. Well, it goes back into what I do at home with my children. Now, don't misread that I employ a bunch of children. That's not the point. The point being is I care. And so I care about that. So when you, it's not just the attributes of the work, it's the emotion you have to put in it. You see what people are going through that are working for you. And I've done it many a time. I walked up and said, you don't need to be here. Your mom's going to have, checking out to see if she's going to have cancer and all. You're in the wrong place. You get paid, go out the door. Because I know emotionally they're not here, but rightfully so and righteously so, if you will, to put them in the greatest position to win as a whole. When you employ people or you go to work for a place, it's not just what you add to the bottom line, red lines or black lines in terms of profit or profitability. It's what atmosphere do I bring?
Well, and just to echo that, it's true. None of your employees are ever going to be as committed to the company as you are. It's that simple. You're bringing up the dog thing, which is heartbreaking. Thank God. I'm assuming you got married.
We did.
And
yes.
Everything's fine.
We're good.
God bless. Good job.
There was a lot of signs there.
I know.
We
I could called
have
threw
up some warning signs saying, are you waiting on a lightning bolt? But Jim, I don't mean that in any ugly way. You're a fine man.
Our youngest just got married 10 days ago, and it was a destination wedding in Florida in a retro movie theater. And it went down perfectly. You know, it's just, which is proof that there was a God. So it's just
further proof.
Because there was a lot of moving parts, let me tell you. And I officiated the wedding. So that's a story. Maybe we'll do that on a different topic. Don't officiate your daughter's wedding. That would be the topic of the show. But it went down fantastic. But it's the analogy that nobody's ever going to like your dog as much as you like your dog.
That's right.
And we love our dogs. We love our pets. We love our cats. But your neighbor's not going to like your dog as much as you like your dog. And shame on you if you think they should, or if you should impose your dog on your neighbor. Your business is the same way. So you've got to give your employees, your people, the space to have a life outside. Because to me, my business is my life. It's embarrassing,
that's right.
But it's
that's
true. Right. I wear it on my sleeve. And we put our names of our businesses on our shirts. We do promotional stuff, which Catherine can relate to. We live in that world, in that society. And to me, y'all, it's not work. It's really not work.
Yeah, it's
you know,
it it's becomes a family. You spend more time with people you work with.
That's right.
Than what you do a lot of times at home, and that's a shame. That is inevitably, for every gain, there's a loss. Every time that you put yourself in a position to where I can grow this business and I can do this, well, what's the cost? So where are we going to be in terms of what's this costing me? And it's all relative. And to have a relationship with a spouse or whatever it may be in whoever's listening situation, is to have that understanding and that teamwork. And, you know, sometimes you have to team up and one has to go one way and one has to go another. You got multiple kids playing sports and all of a sudden it is what it is. And then you got to get off work and you got to take off and you got to run across town and you got to get there on time. And everybody in between, just to get to that point of communion, so where you can finally get where it's at peace, where it works out. You know what I mean? Through all you went through on your wedding day, for all those things that work out, there's all kind of sacrifices. It's on the employer at the work. It's you as an employee. You're losing hours. Sometimes you're losing money. So there's some losses there. There's some things. So it's a great tie-in. But ethically speaking, when it comes to that, I think, and this is where you're going to come to the spiritual side of me, because I have to go and I have to balance all those things in with relationship with our maker, the Lord above. And we have to take and to maintain those type of peaceful applications. Work drives you crazy. Home can drive you crazy. And it's just, it puts you in a mental state of mind that you're not good anywhere. And there's where the balance of what we're talking about. How do we justify? How do we balance between the work and the home? And when we're at work, are we thinking at home? And when we're at home, are we thinking at work? Just like you said, Catherine. And how do you teach your children to separate it? Because they're only examples that they're really following first and foremost for the longest time in their life is you.
Well, I think, too, the one thing we haven't really spoke to is not just the balance from the employee side, like the balance you're talking about on the home side. So those with families, how does the balance go with balancing what responsibilities you have at home in conjunction with what you've already done in a workday? When you have two working parents and then you get home and there's laundry to do, there's food to be made, there's baseball, there's soccer, there's all the other things that really is a full-time job in itself that also needs to be done. And I think we, as people in general, are just very hard on ourselves. We see social media and see a beautiful house that's clean. There's no laundry on the floor. The laundry's all folded perfectly. It's all put up in the closets. And the children are dressed perfectly, ironed clothes, and their little cute little lunch boxes with all the carrots cut up. And you're like, how do I measure up? I think we, as an individual, need to stop measuring ourselves up to other people and really just prioritize the things that are important in life or important to our family and say, this is what comes first. This is what comes second. And there's only 24 hours in a day. I don't care how you math it. There's 24 hours and what we get to, we get to. And
I think that's a great point. I think that's where when, you know, it's a spouse at home or whatever it may be, you have to take and literally organize those things. Now, we have in today's modern society and world, we have this great big calendar on the wall and it sits in the middle of the house and what the kids' plans are and what's got to be done and what's upcoming. And my wife's got her baking schedule and all that stuff on there. And sometimes I can go and see what's on dinner and it's all right there because it's such a massive amount of things. And still things happen. You miss something. And so with that creates, again, another emergency and doctor's appointments or whatever they may be or parents that are aging and they may have needs. And you've got all these balances. And when it comes into that, let me tell you something. I've heard the saying many a time, and it's true. There'll always be work. But some of these times you just can't get back. And there's where the loss comes in. Honestly, that's where the hurt comes in, the sacrifice of knowing I'm missing out on some things.
Yeah, I agree. And it's this calendar makes me laugh too, because we've all said it, we've all heard it. You know, if you want to make God laugh, you know, make a bunch of plans, you know, write it down on a calendar. This is what we're going to do. This is when we're going to do it. I think there's a on-off switch. I'm older now, obviously. In my career, is there a time where you go, okay, there's enough money, I'm good, we're comfortable? Is there a time where you go, hey, honey, I'm going to back down my hours, you back down your hours, we seem to be okay, there's enough money in the bank, the bills are paid, can I do things differently? No, that's not the case for everybody. Some people are going to struggle. My mom and dad worked and worked and worked from morning to night to do the things that they had to do. It was a different era. So that's a conversation that you have to have. Maybe you're a single mom. Maybe you're a single dad. So I'm not so naive that it's all sliced carrots, like you say, and the laundry being folded. Because that's not the way that it is.
That's not real life.
No, it's not. But even that is the entertainment. Let everything be the fun stuff. You know, do the laundry. The laundry's not done. Well, that's cool. That's funny. What are you going to wear? You know, got to find something. Mom, there's nothing to eat. How many times have we heard that?
Tom,
Dad,
are you saying
there is nothing in the house to eat? You know?
Well, you're going to go the sniff test on the laundry? Here, put this on. Yes, it doesn't smell that bad.
You're going to soccer practice anyway.
That's all right.
What's the deal?
You're going to get it dirty on the field anyway.
That's exactly right. You know, that's real life.
Come here, let me spray you.
But it's like you said.
Fabrice does really good stuff.
Yeah, see? Yes. We're telling on ourselves right about now.
Yes. But you said it. What are the memories when we're all whatever age, and I hate to put an age on it because as soon as I'm that age, I'm like, well, hold on, that's not old.
Yeah,
but
it moves.
Once we're in our late 80s and we're sitting, how about that? Once we're in our late 80s and we're sitting on the boat or the dock, what are we going to remember? Are we going to remember the deal we closed, or are we going to remember the home run that somebody hit?
We're going to hope we know the way back.
Yes.
Say, who are you?
Like, oh, excuse me, and how did I get in the boat with you? And which way's up? Which way's home? It's due north. Okay, that didn't tell me anything. Oh, by the way, I forgot the compass.
Yes.
So it's one of those things.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why my theory has always been make everything fun, no matter what. Even my daughters, they call and they go, I got to do this. My standard answer is find the fun in it. You know, find the fun. I have to do this today, Dad. I have to go hang out with this person. I don't want to do it. I'm like, well, find something. You got to do it. You know, this is it. You've already told me you got to do it. So what can you bring to the table? What can you take out of it? Take the good, leave the bad, but you got to do it.
I like it.
Mindsets are a key thing. You got to wrap your head around, and sometimes you got to take a trip, never leave the farm. In the midst of the hardest thing you got to do, you got to come in, you got to start singing and making up songs. I'm one of those people when I'm kind of stressed or like I've tried to teach my Millie, and I'll look at her and say, daughter, clean your up, but I don't want to. And so you make songs and you get her singing along, and all of a sudden she's working and her mind is so much into what you're creating, she forgets that she's actually accomplishing things.
Yeah.
Now, there's some days at work I have to do that. I have to come in and sing Disney songs, kind of like, I owe, so off the work I go. And that's kind of what I do. And you have to approach it with that type of manifestation.
Well, I know when you're having a bad day because John will call me and he'll go, what are you doing?
Oh, goodness.
And I'm like, I'm just sitting here, bro. How are you?
I'm kind of like, make me laugh.
Yes.
I've had a John Warden call like that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He has nothing to say. He's fixing to blow his top. So I have a calming effect on my good friend.
Oh, that's what it is. No, what I'm really seeking is bail money.
Well, you should not start the conversation like that.
I'm like, are you sitting on that dock?
Yes.
Do you need directions?
Just push me on in.
Thank God the water's low.
Baptize me. Yeah, right now. But in all the fairness of what we're going through, it's real life events. But again, and I agree, Tom, attitude is everything. Atmosphere is everything. How you approach it, how do you see it? And that's the overcomer. That's the overcomer in you, which you were created to be. You cannot overcome or be an overcomer without something to overcome. And whether it's the insurmountable, you know, it's the best of news or the worst of news. And so, you know, one of the greatest books of all time was it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And so in the opening lines of that book, in the narrative is that's always been since the dawn of time, a mindset capability. But we have so many things to entertain ourselves. Well, when you roll this back around into the work world, okay, and you get us in a position to where the balance is not just the physicality of where you're located, whether you're home or work. It is the emotional. It is the mental aspects of what are you really given to each? because you're going to miss something somewhere. And it's not, for God's sakes, work's not more important, although it is a necessity to create the comfort from a from parents that we want to go home and we have a certain lifestyle we'd like to live. That's a choice you make. And I was always from the mindset, my father always said it this way, son, if you want to live a different life, work harder or work smarter or figure out a way, work out the processes so the processes don't work you out. There's a difference between the dog wagging the tail or the tail wagging the dog. And so I think that's really our world is, and that's in the simplest of events. It doesn't have to be work or home. It could be anything you do. It could be volunteerism. It could be church work. It could be social events. At what point does the joy of the atmosphere, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so in that, we have to find those and find those principles that put us in a position, wherever we are, that we're enhancing the atmosphere. And that's the key to me. Can you enhance the atmosphere wherever you are? Now, is that a balance? Well, only you can work that out. Things come up, things pop up. It's not about scheduling. It's not about calendars. It's not about to-do list. It's, to me, it's more of a mental win or loss than it is anything else. Tom? Comments on that?
Other than I agree, but as these days go by and we have good days and we have bad days, I'm convinced that your very worst day can also be your very best. Mm. I mean, I've seen it happen. Whether it be wedding day, there's rain and this happened and your dress tore and you spilt a drink on your dress and blah, blah, blah. It is also the very best day that you ever had in your whole life. Or whether it's one of your children's birthday started off to be a disaster and then somehow what ended up to be the absolute best day. I've said it before. This has been the best and the worst day of my life. We all know two things can happen at the exact same time.
That's correct.
So am I going to respond to it? The majority of things in my life are about how I reacted, not what I did, not how I created it. When I received the news, what do I do next?
That's correct.
That's really how you can control some level of calmness. And that's the only part you can control. I promise you, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't even know what's going to happen 20 minutes from now.
That's correct.
But what I can control is how I'm going to react to it.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's a biblical principle. Choose this day whom you will serve. And see, that's the fruits of the spirits, and it's an emotionalism. It's not just a decision for the world or Christ. Most people think that what it is. But in the atmosphere of who we are, we're in a position to where we get to, whether we're home or at work, we get to choose. Catherine, final thoughts?
I would say just think it over and say to yourself, do I live to work or do I work to live? And answer that honestly to yourself. And if you don't like your answer, then change some things.
I like that. Tom?
I'm good. It's a better world now that the three of us are in it. I could tell you that.
Well, that's real talk. I don't know if it's real believable, but once again, we want to thank you for allowing us to enter into your world, to get into your psyche, into your spirit, and hopefully add some laughter and some value. And at the same time, we want you to feel like you're a part. There'll be some credits at the end of this thing. We'll tell you how to contact any advice, any observations or anything, or anyone that has a point of reference you'd like to hear us discuss. Send it to us. We've been receiving some, and the emails and things are picking up. But most of all, we just love spending time with you. Catherine, Tom, thank you. And good morning, everybody. Real Talk is sponsored by Champion Services Incorporated, your local remodel and restoration company, and the Red Door Church. If you're interested in sponsorship or you have a story you want to share or want to be a part of this program, contact us at reachus.realtalkradio@gmail.com.